This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think it's kind of cool that the top two teams in the NBA in terms of winning percentage are Utah and Phoenix. It's been a while since we could talk about the Jazz and the Suns as two of the top teams in the NBA. And I love fresh blood. You know how much I really dig the sports headlines and storylines that feature teams that we haven't talked about as relevant or as contenders for a really long time. But that is happening in the NBA in the Western Conference. Granted, the Lakers are still the defending champs, and once they get LeBron James and Anthony Davis back and they're into their rhythm and groove again, we'll see that team rise up through the standings and, of course, become a real threat to defend its title. But for now, and really for the entire season, Utah's been one of the top teams, if not the top team, in the NBA, certainly in the Western Conference. And Phoenix is playing along, meaning after last year's 8-0 stretch in the bubble, where the Suns just missed out on the postseason, that whole 7-10 play-in tournament. Every time I say it, it reminds me of the 7-10 split in bowling. The 7-10 play-in tournament, ever since they just barely missed out, we've seen them make moves and take this challenge seriously. Teams talked about Phoenix, or excuse me, analysts talked about Phoenix being a team to watch this year. Well, you can't miss them. You can't miss them even if you're trying. If you're paying attention to the NBA, you know what the Phoenix Suns are about, and you know Chris Paul has played a major role in this. And so even as we see the Brooklyn Nets welcome back Kevin Durant and stick on top of the Eastern Conference, of course, the 76ers are just a half game back, so they're right there in the mix, of course. Of course, of course, of course. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. It's Utah and Phoenix, peeps. Those are your top two winning percentages, your top two records in the NBA. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Just kidding, I don't actually endorse smoking pipes. Although I still remember what it smelled like when my grandpa would smoke his. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It was a great day. It was such a great day. It was probably one of the coolest days, one of the most special days I've had in a really long time. I do have a couple of pictures to share with you that I'll put up on social media when I have an opportunity. It's been a crazy day, though, too, not just because of work, but work's been part of it because of nonstop phone calls and Skypes and, oh, and a walk to get an Oreo Mocha Fudge Blizzard. It was so good. It was definitely worth the wait. Anyway, I've been planning on it for a couple of weeks. It was a really good day, and I hope that you enjoyed your Wednesday as well. It was beautiful spring weather in my neighborhood, and I've got some brand new flowers that have popped up that I didn't even know were back there in my flower garden. And I also had flowers delivered to my door as a huge surprise. So I love surprises and I love flowers, and all of that wrapped in together, plus your messages. So thank you I appreciate those of you who took the time out to find me on Twitter or on Facebook. Easy to find us on our Facebook page. My Twitter's A Law Radio, and then our show Twitter is After Hours CBS. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Coming up top of next hour, we're going to spend some time in the desert. And we will talk about these Phoenix Suns and a team that 2 years ago had 19 wins. You guys, 2 years ago, they couldn't even scrape together 20 wins out of 82. We're talking about a complete and total 180 in the desert. And so, yes, we're going to talk about the Suns with a former Phoenix Sun who also played for a bunch of other teams in the NBA. Eddie Johnson, it's always a treat when we can get him on the show. He's busy. He's worked with Suns broadcasting now for the last 20 years, and he's also on SiriusXM NBA Radio. One of my favorite things about Eddie, not only the fact that I watched him play for part of his career, he played in the 80s and the 90s, but also that he does not care about rankling anyone or ruffling feathers. He just gives you his perspective, and he's not worried about whether or not people get upset about it. And so he doesn't pull any punches, and that's why I love to talk to him. So Eddie Johnson will join us from the desert coming up at the top of next hour, and we'll talk Utah Jazz and Phoenix Suns that went into overtime. I hope that you enjoyed the game. It was a good one. It was a really good duel down to the very end. And Donovan Mitchell with 41 points in this game, and yet the Suns win in OT. So it's worth talking about. We also have got some, I think this is interesting. We've got some new voices who are coming out and assuring you now that Russell Wilson is going nowhere, which I've been saying for weeks. But it's different if you have a Hall of Famer say it. It's different if you've got guys who played in the NFL and who know Russell personally. But I feel like the narrative has changed around the Seahawks and Russell Wilson. And I want you to hear from a couple of different voices. Last night it was Carlos Dunlap who was telling us, Russell assured me, I'm with you guys. I'm here to stay. Can we drop the narrative about Russell Wilson wanting out of Seattle? I hope that we can. But if you need some new voices, we got some new ones. Also, it's the eve of the Masters. And I know there is no Tiger Woods. Last time the Masters was held in April, he won another green jacket. But on the eve of the Masters, not only do we have other golfers who are talking about him, we'd already heard from Justin Thomas this week. Rory McIlroy really understands how the game suffers when Tiger is not participating in a tournament, especially a major where he's had such an incredible presence over the course of his career. But the show must go on, and the Masters will proceed without him. Dustin Johnson being the defending champ from, what, 5 months ago? Jordan Spieth elevating his odds, if those are the types of numbers that you put stock in, coming off his first win in 4 years. Bryson DeChambeau, well, he's got a game. We know he's got a game, and he's been a force lately himself. And so we'll talk about the Masters, and we'll get you ready for a tradition unlike any other. Now, see, that's the only golf voice I have, and it's not one that I can sustain for a long time. And apparently Tiger Woods gave permission for the LA County Sheriff's Department to reveal the cause of his crash. I've got thoughts on that as well. So there's a lot to do. We've got diamond drama, as always, when the boys of summer are operating. And if you heard the very tail end of our last show, which I recognize a lot of you who listen in the first couple hours of the show, or you listen to the start of the show, don't necessarily listen to the end of the show. That would be impressive, and I would be really pleased, but I know that's not the case for the majority of our listeners. But if you were tuned in to the end of our last show, first of all, I have to apologize because I hate it when I tease something and don't pay off on the tease, meaning I hate it when I tell you something I'm going to talk about and then I don't get to it, I forget, which does happen. But also, I had said at the end of our last show that we were going to have a fun question we'd already settled on surrounding the evil empire, but not really the evil empire, just an evil empire, your evil empire. So we will do that too. It's going to be a full show. And again, thank you for all of your tweets and your Facebook posts. I really appreciate it. Like I said, I've got some pictures to share, so we'll get to that. But we've got some business to attend to first. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. James Harden may be on the shelf and Kyrie may be in and out when he feels like playing, but Kevin Durant is finally back for the first time in 7 weeks.
Front court, left side, and Durant with a 15-footer, and it's good. Patented turnaround 15-foot mid-range jumper as KD is on the board. Kyrie keeps it. Whips across court, Durant steps into a three. It's good from behind the arc of the right wing. Kevin Durant drains a three, and the Nets take a 94-68 lead with 7:40 remaining in the third. Inbound to Durant. Pounds the right-hand dribble. Turns the corner in the lane. Spins it back out to Griffin. Calmly fakes and shoots a three. It's no good. Durant with a rebound and a putback, and it's good for Kevin Durant. And he still hasn't missed a shot tonight. Brown will hold on. He'll shield it away from Jackson Hayes. Final seconds tick away in Kevin Durant's return to Brooklyn tonight. After 23 games out, the Nets reward him with a blowout. They cruise to a 139-111 victory over the Pelicans.
That's Chris Carino on the Nets Radio Network. And Kevin Durant not only returns, but he returns to a perfect shooting night. 5 for 5, 17 points, and he's a big reason why the Nets cruised past the Pelicans. So the Nets remain in first place, but of course this is all about Kevin Durant's return after nearly 2 months out of the lineup.
He played great. You know, he's been on the court a ton. So he just hasn't been able to go up and down until more recently. So his skills have been sharp, making shots and all that stuff. And like I said before the game, you know, he's a guy that can fit into almost any style.
Steve Nash, certainly happy to have his other superstar. Oh, no, no, the other one. No, I mean the other one. Certainly happy to have Kevin Durant back. And as much as James Harden and Kyrie Irving are formidable when they're on the court together, the whole idea was for these three to be able to play as a unit. And as much as they're all great individual players, if you're going to win a championship, they need some time on the court together so they can get acclimated. And it just has been a very rare occasion where we've seen these three guys playing all at the same time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Interesting. Durant comes off the bench, not in the starting lineup, but he doesn't enter the game until, what was it, about midway through the second quarter? So what we ended up seeing was him on the bench a bunch, wearing his mask and kind of waiting for his number to be called. Ha ha. So different than what he normally does, and yet he was ready to go when he stepped on the court.
I wasn't trying to ease into the game. I just wanted to go out there and dive right into the action. I mean, the game was already fast-paced already, so from watching it from the bench, I knew exactly how I needed to approach it. So, but it was pretty cool coming off the bench, I can't lie. But it was also good to play in front of the fans as well.
Yes! I love it when I hear players say that. Good to be out there in front of the fans. It's actually one of the things I noted as I was driving in and listening to part of the second half between Utah and Phoenix, listening to the great Al McCoy on the Suns radio network. I was hearing the fans, and he mentioned there were about 5,500 fans in the arena in Phoenix. So pretty cool. And Durant mentions that as well. Now, Nash talked about bringing KD off the bench, and he said it was just about load management. It was about controlling his minutes. So not wanting him to log too many minutes early in case the game was close down the stretch, right? So more about, hey, let's save some of those minutes because he was on a minutes restriction. Let's save some of those minutes in case we need him if the game is on the line. Which makes sense, but it wasn't. It was a nearly 30-point win for the Nets over the Pels. And now it's all about Durant just finding those sea legs and being back to full strength.
Practice days is the same thing I've been doing, but games, whatever coach throws at me, I got to be prepared for, and I'm sure he's going to try to toss some curveballs at me to see how I handle it, and I'm looking forward to it. And I think a few games of this, and I'll be back to probably normal minutes and rotation.
Kevin Durant with 17, Kyrie 24. LaMarcus Aldridge wasn't supposed to be a star or even a focal point in this offense, but because of the guys they've been missing, he had 22, and the Nets won at home again for the ninth straight time. Zion Williamson didn't have the type of game we've seen from him lately. He had been on this pretty insane stretch where he had at least 20 points and shot better than 50% from the field. In fact, that streak was 25 games long, if you can believe it. At least 20 points and better than 50% from the field. But he was only 4 of 12 tonight against the Nets and didn't quite get that 20-point margin or that 20-point plateau. Really, it was a game in which everything went right for the Nets, except they still didn't have James Harden. He's going to be out for a little while longer, and the Pelicans scuffled in Brooklyn. But a welcome back for Kevin Durant. The fans gave him a standing ovation. Just one of the games on the NBA slate, NHL, Major League Baseball. It's all happening in the spring, and we're on the eve of the Masters. So It's springtime. It's awesome. And even if I didn't have a really great day, it would still be awesome in sports. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Coming up, Utah, Phoenix into overtime.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Seven seconds left. Booker working it. Right side. Drives. Gets by O'Neal to Gobert. Layup no good. Rebound O'Neal. 15 seconds left. Hands to Donovan. Down three. Donovan pulls. 4-3. And the tie. Yes! 10 seconds left. We're tied at 102. Donovan Mitchell does it again.
What a ball game.
36 for Don.
Booker waiting, protecting the basketball against Mitchell. Booker puts it on the floor. 14-foot jump shot. Swish. It's good. Booker, what a game he's having. 111-106 the Suns, and we're down to a minute and a half less than this one. Booker with 34 points on the night. Booker just right of the lane with his back to the basket against Mitchell. Booker into the lane. Fakes. Can't get the shot off. Gets it out to Chris Paul. 3 seconds. Paul for three. Shazam! Oh, brother! 114-108 Suns, a minute to go in overtime. Mitchell will inbound the ball. They get it back to Mitchell. Mitchell on the drive. Mitchell will put up a three-pointer. Won't get it. Rebound is grabbed by Torrey Craig, and you can tell this one, Suns win. Suns win. What a basketball game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Devin Booker pours in 35. Chris Paul has 29 of his own plus 9 assists. And despite what we got from Donovan Mitchell and this 41 points and hitting that shot late in regulation to force overtime, this one goes to Phoenix. Seventh straight win for the Suns. They've got 9 wins in their last 10 games, and they're knocking on the door right behind Utah in the Western Conference standings. So another one of those games in which the Suns grow up, if that makes sense. They're only a game and a half back of the Jazz now in that second place spot in the West. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, you can find me, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And as we're talking about this battle between the Jazz and the Suns, I just so excited that it's different teams. I like the Warriors. I think the Warriors are really entertaining basketball when they're full strength. I still really miss Klay Thompson. And obviously the Lakers are a force to be reckoned with. I would love for Damian Lillard to finally win a title. Love for the Blazers to break through a glass ceiling. And so I'm all about, you know, some of the storylines that we follow for the last several years. But when was the last time the Jazz and the Suns were both really good and were the top two teams in the NBA? Let's see. The Devin Booker Chris Paul relationship is one that I think we need to talk more about. We're seeing Booker benefit from the veteran presence and the tutoring, if you will, of Chris Paul. It's one thing to be talented. It's entirely another to know how to be a pro and to raise your level of play, to have the same intensity night in, night out. And what do the best athletes in the world do? They raise the level of play for everyone else around them. And so Devin Booker is young. He's obviously uber talented, one of the bright young stars in the league. But it's not just the mental, or it's not just the physical skills and the ability to shoot or run the floor or dazzle us. It's also about consistency and about leadership and about making everyone else around you better so that you can be in position to win a championship. It's about chemistry. It's about fostering chemistry. And sometimes, let's be honest, Chris Paul can be the antithesis of chemistry. He can be abrasive. There are guys who don't want to listen to him, that don't like his approach. But in Phoenix, it appears to be working pretty well. Got to be the right blend. But that's the thing about chemistry. You don't always know when it's going to work, when it's not going to work. And just because you're playing with your BFFs does not mean you're going to have great chemistry in your locker room. So top of the hour, we'll pick apart the Phoenix formula a little bit with former NBA jump shooter, sharp shooter, I like to call him, Eddie Johnson. We get him on the show once or twice a year, and it's always really good to talk to him because of his perspective as a former player, but also because of the work he does with the Suns and in the Western Conference. So that's coming up top of the hour. You heard David Locke on the Jazz Radio Network and then the great Al McCoy on the Suns Radio Network in overtime. And I love how Chris Paul kind of sloughs this off. Hey, I mean, it was a win, but it's not like it was the championship or anything.
It's still just a game, you know what I mean? Like, it don't win a series or whatnot. I think it was good for us to get a game like that under our belt. I've been telling Coach, you know, we got to play some heavy minutes, you know, so we're used to it going into the playoffs. So it's good to get nice, intense games like this where you got to think.
Where you got to think. Yeah, let's bring the mental into it. Or as Marshawn Lynch calls it, take care of y'all mentals. Let's make sure we take care of y'all mentals and exercise the mentals. And also the cerebral approach too. I mean, Chris Paul's definitely a thinking man's pro. He is 35 years old now. Not as fast, not as explosive as he was when he was younger. No athlete is, no matter how long they play. But when you can use your mental edge and your experience and your wisdom and everything you've seen in your time in the league, that could actually make you a better player, even if you aren't quite as quick, even if you aren't quite as strong or powerful or explosive. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So he kind of schluffs it off because, you know, Chris Paul, whatever. Let's not get excited about a regular season game on Bally Sports Arizona. But Devin Booker has got a bit of a different perspective. Hey, this helps us for what's to come down the road.
You can't really emulate, you know, a game like that in a practice or, you know, a regular game, two teams that want it that bad. So, you know, the pace was higher, the physicality was higher, and I think it was a good learning lesson for us. So it was a hard-fought game.
I would sign up for a series with Donovan Mitchell and Devin Booker in it together. And then, of course, you throw in CP3 and DeAndre Ayton and, I mean, Rudy Gobert. There are other amazing players on the Suns and Jazz roster. But just to have Booker and Donovan Mitchell on the court for an entire series, the way that they continue to develop into superstars, I would be there for that. And just like Devin Booker calls it a good learning experience for what's to come, Mitchell said, hey, this wasn't just your plain old average regular season game.
That was playoff basketball. You know, it's not always going to be 60-point halves, 70-point halves. They're going to be halves like this. You know, we just got to continue to fight through. And, you know, we did in the third quarter and the fourth, even overtime. You know, and like I said, we're a few rebounds away. So I'm going to swing out.
The defense, really a big deal for the Phoenix Suns, especially in the first half, though Utah quickly erased that. I think it was an 11-point lead at halftime. And this was a wonderful second half battle. Fresh blood, star power, star quality, and a fight to the finish that goes into overtime. I mean, those are the kind of things we love about college hoops, right? And March Madness and everything we saw with the tournament certainly applies to the NBA now as well. Though it's a little bit weird that normally we'd be just heading into the playoffs, but that 7-10 tournament, that play-in tournament or whatever the official term for it is, that doesn't start for another, I think it's another almost 6 weeks. So there's still about 6 weeks to go in the regular season, 5-6 weeks to go. So it's a little bit different. Finals in hoops and hockey aren't until the month of July, which is also going to be really odd. A lot of people check out of sports in the month of July when usually it's baseball, but there's also the All-Star break in July. And then what else do you have? Toward the end of the month, you end up seeing teams in the NFL report for the start of training camps. And so it's a relatively quiet month in sports, but it will not be that way in 2021. All right, find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up next, well, there's two things that I want to ask you. One is this. I'll pose this question to you, and maybe some of you will want to call up and answer the question. How much does no Tiger Woods take away from your interest in the Masters? Maybe we'll put a poll up. We'll try to figure out how to put that in poll form. Because it's still the Masters. The Masters is the greatest golf tournament of the entire year for a lot of reasons. I suppose some of you would point to, say, the Open or, I don't know, a different tournament. But for the most part, the Masters is known as the tournament. Golfers will tell you, if you win a green jacket, it's like winning the Daytona 500 in NASCAR. It's just special. It sets you apart. It can make your career to win a Masters. So it's still Augusta National with the azaleas in April, a tradition unlike any other. But how much does no Tiger Woods, and we've seen this before because he suffered through injuries when he couldn't play or didn't make the cut. But how much does no Tiger Woods take away from your interest in this year's Masters? When our sports viewing habits and our consumption of sports have changed, we know this, even the men's national championship on Monday night, while it was viewed by roughly 13 million people on CBS, it was down a third from the ratings 2 years ago. Every single sporting event is seeing a decline in ratings. Every single league is dealing with a decline in ratings, some more than others. I don't know what's going to happen with the Masters. Now, it won't compare to 2019 because that's when Tiger Woods won his last tournament and people were nutso for that weekend coverage of the Masters. Huge ratings. So it won't have ratings like that anyway. But how much does your interest change if you know there's no chance Tiger Woods will be involved? Plus, Tiger himself issuing a message on the eve of the Masters. So we'll get to a lot. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Good to have you with us on our fourth show of the work week. Yes, I do count down to the weekend.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Nice. My mother called me on Wednesday, and it's her thing. I'm sure you all have parents who do this, right, who have to sing. Except for instead of saying Amy, she said, "Happy birthday, little daughter." I was like, "What, Mom?" I said, "It's a really long time since anyone called me little daughter or little, really. Probably not since I was five." And I sprouted up pretty quickly. I was already 5'10 by the time I was in ninth grade. So she said, "Well, I can call you little daughter because you are mine." And I was like, "Well, I got no argument for that." So, yes, it was a really great day, not just because it was my birthday, because I have some pretty amazing friends and a family that just dotes on me. And I felt very special all day Wednesday with calls and lots of Skyping. Just about to share a photo here in a little bit of Grammy on Skype. She would be so mad if she knew I was doing this. She knows I take her picture on Skype, but she'd be really mad if she knew I shared it. But she looks so beautiful, almost, well, you know what, maybe just as beautiful as the fiery sunset at the end of my street on Wednesday. And I had a friend surprise me with tulips, a bouquet of tulips that were delivered to my door. Was not expecting that. Another friend sent a gift of calligraphy pens and a calligraphy book. Even though I'm so sucky at art, she said, "You got to try. It'll calm you down. It's been so good for me during the pandemic." And just some other really fun moments. My younger niece, my 20-year-old niece, Skyped with me too. And yeah, it was just, although she wanted to know where the cat was. So that was, no, she was great. So it was a really nice day. My phone, I think I charged it like four times trying to keep up with all the people who were calling and who were trying to text and say hello. So I appreciate those. I don't really do social media birthday. I took my birthday off social media a long time ago because it's kind of annoying, actually. People that you don't hear from all year long, and then they see the date of your birthday pop up on social media and they send you a message. So yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it. So I took the date off, but some of you remember and sent me notes, and I do appreciate that. And others of you, you've been sending me still notes about Grammy Helen, and it'll always be special to me that I have a birthday right next to Grammys. That is always pretty cool this time of the year. So 855-212-4227, that's 855-212-4CBS. And depending on how much traffic we get on our question about the Masters, with or without Tiger Woods, maybe we'll push the other. I had another question in mind that I've been kind of sitting on for a week now, but we can do it anytime. It's more like an evergreen question, if you know what I'm saying. And so we might push that depending on how much traffic we get talking about the Masters with or without Tiger Woods. So producer Dave has just put up a poll on Twitter After Hours CBS and also on our Facebook page. I'm going to retweet it here, and I'm interested in hearing from you. Again, 855-212-4CBS. First, though, we now know the cause of Tiger Woods' crash in February.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway. Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour, and the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour. There were no citations issued, and there are no signs of impairment.
Tiger's SUV hit a tree. We know it sheared the top completely off a tree. It actually went right through a tree at 75 miles per hour. The man is blessed to be alive. And I know the SUV was brand new, and there was some talk about how the cab was largely intact. So great. That's awesome that Genesis has created this cab that can withstand that type of a collision. 75 miles per hour when he hit the tree. And according to the SUV's data recorder, it's called the black box. It's similar to what you will get out of an airplane. There was no braking at all. And that was something that we know going back to the crash scene that authorities were looking at, because there were no skid marks, no signs of braking on the roadway, even as Tiger was careening across a median and then two more lanes and then down into a ravine. And so the theory is, according to L.A. County Sheriff Charlie Villanueva, is that Tiger accidentally hit the gas pedal instead of the brake when he lost control of the vehicle, or when he started to go too fast and realized that he wasn't going to be able to negotiate that curve. And there's video out there. You may remember going back to late February, there was a video on a traffic cam that went viral that showed his SUV following another minivan, not super closely, but he was coming around the curve right behind this other minivan. And it was before the curve then turned sharply to the left and also started to go downhill. That stretch of road goes downhill and sharply to the left. So we didn't see him at that point, but we did see him going at a what looked to be a standard rate of speed when he was kind of cresting the hill before it really became steep. And according to the authorities, their theory is that he accidentally hit the accelerator instead of the brakes. I've done it, though not ever in a situation where I was careening out of control. But you can imagine any human being, I don't care if you're Tiger Woods or you're any average Joe or Judy, there's panic. There would be anxiety. When you start to lose control of your vehicle, you can understand why any human being would hit the wrong pedal or would not be in full possession of his or her senses. So that is their theory. That's their working theory. But the case is closed, and Tiger didn't get a ticket either. I'm sorry, I called him by his wrong first name. It's Alex Villanueva. There was another sheriff's deputy there that his name was Carlos, so forgive me for that. You know me and my names. But Tiger did tweet and say that the L.A. County authorities informed him the case is completed and closed. And you remember from last week, they had to get his permission, actually, to reveal the cause of the crash. And so there was speculation about what it was and why. And as it turns out, I wouldn't be surprised if Tiger's camp and if Tiger himself waived the privacy because they wanted people to know this wasn't about any type of substance that he was either using or that he had been on at the time. This wasn't about prescription drugs. It wasn't about any other kind of drug. It wasn't about alcohol. It was purely an accident, and he messed up, and he navigated that curve with too much speed, and that's what led to the crash. And so if it were me, knowing the speculation around Tiger, I think I'd want people to recognize that it was not what many have speculated, not what many threw out there, is that there was some kind of driving under the influence or prescription drug in his system. The sheriffs don't know that 100% for sure because they didn't do any type of a blood test, or they didn't get a warrant to check his blood test. But they were pretty sure he wasn't impaired. But even after they said that publicly, there were people still speculating because of what has happened with Tiger in the past. So I'm sure this is still difficult for him to deal with. And you kind of think about it and the what ifs, and maybe I could have prevented it and all that. But thankfully he's doing well, and he's focusing on his recovery and his family, as he says. But we won't see him at the Masters. We won't get that larger than life Masters championship presence. And even other golfers like Rory McIlroy will admit that it's not the same without him.
Anytime Tiger Woods tees it up in a golf tournament, it's better. It's better for the tournament. It's better for the players that are involved. It's better for everyone. Unfortunately, he's not here this year. Hopefully if his recovery goes well, who knows? He could be back in 12 months' time.
That's really the sentiment that a lot of golfers are sharing over the past couple of days as they get ready for Augusta National. Mike is listening in Baltimore. Mike, what do you think?
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
Good, thank you.
Happy. I was going to say, well, it's not really belated, I guess.
No, it's not belated. It's, okay. It's still my birthday.
All right. This is your almost birthday twin, Mike, from Baltimore. And I just wanted to say happy birthday. And
thank you.
Also, as far as the Masters, you know, that when Tiger was at his heyday, you know, I mean, gosh, you know, I was so into the Masters and stuff. But since, you know, he had, you know, the mishaps and all of that, I'm not into the Masters as much. And it's also diminishing my interest when he's not in it. So, I mean, it has affected me as far as, you know, I'm still going to look at it and all, but I mean, when he's in it and has a, you know, chance at winning, it's a whole big difference for me as far as my interest level.
Agreed. But there are times when he's in it, but he's not competing for the green jacket. So is it the same then where maybe he's playing on Sunday, but he's not in anywhere close to the leader?
Yeah, true.
Okay.
That's true. Hey, Amy, I got to tell you something real quick. You had tens of thousands of calls, I know. But I just wanted to say, you gave me so much grief. You remember me because I was the one that called when you talk about the travel horror stories. I was the one that called about the bathroom and the Ziploc bag. And that's me, Amy. Take care, babe.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't remember, actually, but you're right. We get lots of calls. And so I'm sure it was a funny story at the time. But I'm sorry, I don't remember. I do remember that show. It was in the middle of a snowstorm, actually. And so I do remember talking about the crazy travel stories. Maybe he was the guy who had to go to the bathroom in a bag because, yeah, I feel like I vaguely remember that now. Yeah, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, you guys. It's not on purpose, but many of you, you call and you say, hey, remember me? I called about this. No, the answer is always no. I very rarely remember specific calls unless you're offensive or rude. Those calls I remember, but the ones where you're so pleasant, you tell me your stories. I enjoy them at the time. But they all do tend to blend together after 20 years of doing this. Some of you know exactly how many times you called and exactly when you last called. And I think that's really impressive. My memory is not that sharp when it comes to work details. All right, straight ahead. Eddie Johnson, longtime NBA shooting guard who's now with Suns TV. He's going to join us. We're going to talk about that big win for Phoenix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.